You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
So this is the first time we've ever done TJ and Jody's House live on the social medias.
Right.
It's always... it's never heavily edited or anything, but it's always done on Thursdays, and then we replay it on Monday. So we're doing it on Monday now.
Right.
Just to be doing it. And if you want the audio version, that will be up by noon, I think. Noon Eastern. It's supposed to be, anyway.
Okay.
So what are you and Riggins laughing about? Was it about me?
Oh, no. It was a picture. It was a picture of me.
Oh.
It's not about you.
Okay.
It's about me.
No, just checking. Riggins is here because he doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Oh.
He's killing time before an appointment. Uh-huh. Who's taking care of your little dog?
I am.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You are? Hear
me? Yeah. Well, he'll be fine. I got to go look at some houses and things like that, so I'm just killing time until my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be fine.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I hope
he doesn't die.
Okay.
We were talking about on the regular old show today that we have a guest that's in visiting. He comes quite often when he comes to visit his family and all. He's from here. He was an intern of ours years ago, and now he's an attorney in Texas. And he came to visit us for the first time in this studio, and we didn't have a chair for him to sit in as a guest, so Mr. Todd went out to his Jeep and got him a lawn chair. He's okay. Sitting in over
That's
there.
That's embarrassing.
It's way more comfortable than the speaker.
Yeah, it's we gave him a speaker to sit on when he first got here,
oh,
and then
my
Todd
gosh.
Went out and got that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's good.
Let's see about maybe investing in some... No, I can hit a couple garage sales this weekend, maybe.
We don't need them, because if you have places for people to sit, you know what'll happen? People will come and want to sit. We don't want people.
You don't want guests?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No. Next thing you know, there'll be trashy people running around in here looking for free T-shirts and stuff. We don't want that. But look, TJ and Jody's House is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, a great, great company to deal with. Look, you know, if you need to start sprucing up the inside of your house, you're going to be doing a little remodeling or just redecorating. That should be your first stop, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. They've been taking care of people, making their houses look great in the Lake Norman and Charlotte area for a while. We buy our furniture from them. Greg and Katie are a precious couple. They're in charge over there. Mm-hmm. And their team of designers help with picking out the stuff that you need that's going to match your house or whatever you're changing your colors to and everything. They're just so helpful. So helpful. And their delivery service is great, too. I mean, a lot of times, let's face it, when somebody delivers something that you've ordered to your house, like furniture, they come in and it's just like they couldn't hate being there any more than they are.
Right.
You know, bumping into walls, tearing up stuff and all that. We've had those kinds of people. But that's not the way it is with Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. They're very courteous, the delivery people, and knowledgeable and sweet and happy to be there for you. So you can go look at all of their stuff at acetj.com/mattress. acetj.com/mattress is where you can find them. And that sounds like a sweet deal to me. It says so right here. Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Sweet deal to me.
Mm-hmm. We had our neighbor came over the other day, and our son is dog sitting for them while they're on vacation. And we had talked about the dog could come over to our house too if he needed to or whatever. And she came to visit, and it was the first time she'd been inside our house. And she said, "Don't let the dog come over here." And didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Because of our Sweet Dreams furniture in the living room is white.
Yeah. She said, "Do not, under any circumstances, bring that dog over here."
Everybody that comes in our house, though, acts like they don't want to touch anything, or everything's just so clean. It's almost like they say our house isn't comfortable because it's too clean.
What?
Yeah. People always talk about that, the way I keep it clean. They do.
Okay.
You know, and I don't want them thinking I'm obsessive about it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm. Invite them to your TV watching room. They'll be quite comfortable.
Mm-mm. I don't want them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't want anybody anywhere.
Oh.
Messing up my clean house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
You all right, Todd? Mr.
Yeah,
Todd's squeaking and... Everything in here squeaks.
Yeah.
This, my chair, the door, whatever chair Todd's in now squeaks. Everything.
Why?
Everything squeaks.
Why is that?
Because we need to put some WD-40 on stuff.
Okay.
And I'm not doing it. I do everything else around here. I'm just not going to do it. Mm-hmm.
Everything else.
See? That's so annoying to people. I know it is. Oh.
This one doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. This is Ace's microphone. Surprised? I think not. That is so like him to have a squeaky microphone.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah. Because you know why? It gets him attention. If somebody starts to say something and he wants his attention, he'll just...
Oh, my.
Moving a squeaky mic like that. Like, look at me. Look at me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Look at me. All right, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with what we like to call the meat of the podcast. You know, we're going to get some meat going in the podcast.
I don't love that.
Yeah, well, we'll focus group it, see how it
goes. Okay.
All right.
TJ and Jody's house.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing... nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ and Jody's house.
To be honest with you, I have no idea how this is working time wise and all of that stuff, because usually when we're recording it, we just go like we're taking a break and then stop for a second and then start back, because we're recording and it's not really a break happening.
Sure.
So I don't have to worry about timing anything.
Right.
So now I'm looking to Mr. Todd to tell me when we're up and when we're not and all that stuff.
You get the hang of it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm just... I'm just wondering, like, I said, how many commercials did we run there? He goes, just a couple. We're ready. Anytime you're ready. Like, yeah. Well, were they over? Were the commercials over?
Yeah, they were over like for like a couple of seconds.
Okay. All right. Whatevs.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
And today is the first day in a long time that we're going to record a cooking show.
Oh, yeah. It's a busy day.
Yeah.
Busy Monday.
It is.
That's good.
So busy.
Yeah.
And
I'd rather have that.
You got what?
I'd rather have that on Monday. all the busyness.
Mm-hmm. So you won't be around while I'm doing cooking show today.
No.
Good. You know you're going to be griping when you get home.
Why?
Because it stinks. It's going to smell like fish.
Crack that door, please.
I'll crack it.
Thank you. What?
It's not going to do any good.
It will do good.
Mm-mm. Your house is going to be smelling like fish camp when you get home.
Okay.
Because I assume you're going to be off running around doing stuff after we get through here.
I am.
So where are you going?
Do you need specifics?
No, not really.
Okay. Getting the just things.
Errands and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Jody was supposed to go to Lowe's to get some things that we need for the yard and all, and a trap for Japanese beetles.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last week you were supposed to get and you didn't?
I wasn't here last week.
That's right, because we had already recorded the one that ran last week and you were. She was on another all-expenses-paid vacation.
I was. I was.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go do that because those Japanese beetles are eating up the bushes in the yard.
Yeah. So we were supposed to do that yesterday, but Jody hasn't been feeling well.
No, I didn't feel good all weekend.
Mm-hmm. She has a very, very mean Aunt Flo.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
Okay. So weird.
I thought I said that in a nice way.
You didn't need to say it at all.
Well, I'm just trying to explain to people. And the ladies,
to say was I wasn't feeling well. I had woman stuff going on. Leave it at
okay,
that.
Okay, well, what's wrong? What's the difference in the way I said it?
Oh, I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Hmm.
Carrie just texted and said, damn, TJ.
I mean, really? Come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that was that. I mean, I could have said something a lot harsher. I thought I was being cute language.
Not really.
Hmm.
But anyway.
But she is a bee, though, isn't she? That aunt of yours.
Let's move on from this. No, I did not feel well all weekend. I was tired all weekend.
And it wasn't the COVID.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm.
Not the COVID. She didn't even go out on the lake this weekend because I went out without her.
Yep. You did. You had the best day ever, right?
Yeah. With my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael.
Yep. I stayed home.
It was the most fun day we've ever had.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jody, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I had a fun day without all them.
Yeah.
I was fine.
No, I'm kidding. I adore you, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows that, you know that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So what all did you do in with your friend Kathy when you were in Charleston?
Well, we went to dinner. So they took me to, they live in Mount Pleasant. Kathy and Anthony are friends. And they live in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, near Charleston, across the bridge from Charleston. And they took me to Old Mount Pleasant the first night I was there. I had never been there. Oh, it's nice.
They can't afford New Mount Pleasant?
Oh, they can afford all of Mount Pleasant over there. But I don't watch the show, but I'm sure other people do. Outer Banks is filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And that area they took me to is where Outer Banks is filmed. So we had a really nice dinner over there at a place that used to be an old post office called the Post House.
Yeah.
Anthony made us reservations, and we went.
I'd have rather gone to a place called Outer Skanks. That'd have been more fun. Where do they make that show over there?
I don't
know,
but that's why you and I should not vacation together, because I was fine with my Outer Banks. And then we just did some shopping around and ate sushi one night.
Just lived it up, huh?
Yeah, I lived it up. It was relaxing. It was fun.
While I was
a lot at their house.
While I was back here working, taking care of a sick baby.
Okay. Well, the sick baby was sure blowing up my phone if you were taking care of it.
I was taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
Okay.
That baby was sick, and his mama was nowhere to be found.
Oh, my God.
He was texting me a lot. But anyway, so that's what we did. And then went on a walk. They have a cute neighborhood.
But yeah, our son, he's been sick for the past week or so.
Yeah.
He's 19, but still, he's a baby to me and requires his temperature to be taken rectally. And,
oh,
and I've had to do that.
Gosh. I'm sure he'll love that.
Oh, my God.
You're so gross. You are nasty.
But that is the most accurate temperature you can get.
Golly.
I know I had to do it all while you were gone having fun.
Okay, well.
I had to do it all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, yeah.
And no vacations this week?
I don't know.
You're going anywhere?
It's only Monday. I might.
I know. You can find somewhere.
Find to do.
You can find somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Keeps me sane.
Mm-hmm. We have our most successful intern. He's an attorney in Texas. He's a slip and fall lawyer.
He was smart to go on and be an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of staying here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm. But you know, it's a shame that I'm still his idol.
Oh.
Even though he's gone off and got. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know. I talked him out of trying to be in radio full time. I said, you know, have you ever thought about lawyering? And he said, no. He never even thought about it.
I bet you said that.
Like, he was already in college doing internships, and it never even occurred to him that he wanted to be an attorney.
And we know you all of
till I told him
college.
Well, I mean, he was already in college, so I figured, well, let's do something with that. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't at a Marxist college. He was at a Baptist college, Baylor University.
Baylor.
It's still Marxist, though, even at the religious school.
Okay, let's.
That's what I
don't.
Was in law school.
Oh my God!
I went to a Marxist college.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The local one.
Yeah, he did. But Baylor Law School.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduated at the top of his class, way up there at the top.
That's awesome.
Because his name put him in alphabetical order up on the risers, not because of grades. He was just up high on when they seated him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm proud of him.
You should be.
He always has to wear, even when he's not in court, he has to wear tennis shoes, running shoes, in case he hears an ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know.
I saw a wreck because I was coming in, so I threw it in the business card.
He's got a trunk full of neck braces. Just walk up and slap it on somebody and go, oh, you don't move, sir. I'm here to help.
Ask Rob if he needed a slip and fall lawyer
because
he was
hobbling. Because his back. Yeah, he asked Rob if he needed a lawyer because he's got that hurt back.
Goodness.
But you should have heard Ryan in there diagnosing Rob's back problem because he's had to deal with so many of them in court cases and all. He's like, I think that's more than a bulging disc. I think you got, if it's on the nerve, it's a this, it's a that.
It could be.
Yeah.
That's bad. He's been suffering with that for a while.
I know. You talking about Ryan? Or Rob?
Rob. Rob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has. So we've never done this live for a reason because we don't know how much, you know, Jody talks nasty sometimes. And
oh, my God.
No, I don't.
We've never had to edit anything out of a recording of the show that I said. But we had to edit you one time because you said something mean about somebody.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall that.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Todd?
Vaguely, maybe? I don't know.
No, I don't know anybody named Vaguely.
I don't recall that.
Well, so anyway, back to our visitor this weekend, Jody's aunt. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But you do seem better today. You seem more,
yeah, I am.
More with it, more at yourself, more, you know, less likely to want to strangle me or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sweet when you go through all of that. You got to admit.
Yeah.
Constantly asking if you need me to do anything. I leave you alone, give you your space.
Yeah.
All of that.
Right.
I am, you know, I'm very in tune to the situations that the ladies have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've studied those products that y'all have to use backwards and forward.
Speaking of that. I mean, not to be on this topic, but that is a problem.
Yeah, it's a shortage.
Yeah. What in the world? Why? It's just on a boat somewhere, like everything else?
Well, because it's hard to get those here by ocean because they're so absorbent.
Oh, I knew you were going there. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Oh, it's like
they need to fly them. Instead of trying to put them on a ship.
Oh, you're such a dork. You're on a roll with the dad joke stuff.
That's not a dad joke. That's solid comedy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there is a shortage because of the reason why we have shortages and inflation and everything else we have right now. That is. I mean, that's...
I mean, I'd say that. And then the baby formula. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
So are there any life hacks about, you know, how when the baby formula started going short, where they would say, here's how you can make your own? Did they have any?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I mean, because women had to do something before those were invented, you know. What did women do before they were invented?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about this. It's
you gross. Brought it up.
I just said there was a shortage. I didn't go into details about things.
Well, what did you want to say? There's a shortage, and then what?
And move on to something else.
Well, you're just like, you know, popping bubbles out here then.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Mean, you got to bring it up.
Okay, I don't want to talk about
it. But these are the things that happen. I mean, you gotta consider what's going to happen when there is a shortage. There's
TJ. Hmm? People are picking up on your dad jokes. Somebody just sent in and said, yeah, they should start flying them because they already have wings.
That's good.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're not dad jokes.
No, they're not.
They're not dad jokes. They're sophisticated comedy.
Okay.
So, I do think that it's going to be an issue. And let's grow up a little bit, Jody, and have the conversation.
Okay, maybe okay. When we're not on a camera. How about that? Okay, we can talk all about it. But that is crazy.
Yeah, so seriously, what did women used to do?
I don't know.
That's not... That's just a...
You probably don't want to know. Quit moving it around.
Yeah, I'm getting potential spam calls and everything.
I don't know. Somebody's saying business. What they used to do. Maybe somebody knows.
Yeah, I'm
going to
Google it.
Mm.
I don't
That's sad, think. Though.
I know. Everything's sad.
Women have to deal with that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel sorry for the ladies having to deal with all that.
Yeah.
And I've never been ashamed to buy them either. You know how a lot of men are ashamed to go buy them in the store and all that?
Oh, yeah. You don't care.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I bought them. You know, before I was even married or when I wasn't dating anybody, I just, you know, I like to keep them.
You just kept
them handy. Yeah.
Aren't you something?
No. But have you seen, though, that there's a shortage on the horizon?
Yeah. The last time I was at the store, there's like nothing.
Oh.
And it'll say you're allowed, I think, one box.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
When we were in Florida on vacation, I read just one little blurb about a possible peanut butter shortage. And that is no. I can't deal with that. I eat peanut butter so much. Our whole family eats peanut butter constantly. So we called Boy and said, you need to get to the store, because he didn't go to Florida with us. You can go to the store and stock up on peanut butter.
They didn't have any at the store I went to in Florida.
They didn't? Yeah.
Wow. I don't think that's a problem. I think they fixed that. That was because there was some of it had there was something in it making people sick. Yeah, there was something going on with that, so supposedly. And then that's why there was the shortage.
Yeah, well.
But now I think they've caught back up with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, we've got enough peanut butter now to swim in if we need to.
Oh.
But I'll run through that pretty fast.
So this morning I did you a favor of not startling you. So you get up. You were getting ready.
Oh, wait, hold on. We need to take a break.
Okay.
This is about... why you should be mad at me today.
Yeah. Okay.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to bring this up earlier, but we got off on that tangent because Jody was talking about women products and stuff. But something happened this morning that I felt so badly about.
So,
and
yeah.
I apologize.
So you set your alarm, and I don't know if you normally get up, it's across the room, you turn it off.
Okay, here's what normally happens. I set my alarm on my phone to go off, and if I hit snooze, then the backup is across the room on a clock.
Yeah.
So I usually turn off the phone alarm and then go over and turn off the clock alarm before it goes off, so sure. It doesn't go off.
And you didn't, and so it started going off, and I don't ever mess with it, so I didn't have a way to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened the door to tell you I was calling for you, and I don't see you anywhere, but I saw chips out and dip and food, like a big feast on the thing. But I'm like, where did he go? He's nowhere to be found.
It wasn't chips and dip.
Yeah, there was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway, so you were out there, and I couldn't find you, and I'm yelling, and there's nothing, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if he's out there, and I go out there, then he's going to get scared and startled, and so I better not go out there. So I just I kept the door open, thinking that he'd see the door was open, and then he would come in and go, what's wrong? But he never did. So I laid there, and it went off again. No, I texted you.
Yeah.
And I texted him and I said, hey, come turn your, please come turn the clock off or whatever. I don't know what I said. And about the time that you started coming that way, it started going off again. And then you had these in the earbuds in your ear. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is that why you couldn't hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why, and I hadn't turned my phone on yet, the ringer on my phone, to be able to get your text either. So I was standing in we have a pantry that is an appliance pantry. And that's where our microwave and blender and toaster oven and air fryer, all that stuff is. So I was in there heating up what you thought was a potato chip bag, was that bag of frozen turkey sausage patties. It was Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties.
I saw a hell of a good dip on the thing.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I heard a beeping through my earbuds, and I was thinking that it was the microwave, and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with the microwave, why it's beeping when it's still running. And then I took the earbud out, and I could hear it in the bedroom, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And as I went toward the bedroom from around the corner, she was standing there, hair all crazy. And yeah, so I'm sorry. That was bad. But I usually make sure that that's the first thing I do because I don't want that to happen. I had to get up super early this morning to get ready for our, you know, we're back on the radio in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And so I had to make sure that I was prepared for that. And mm-hmm. I guess that's what I was thinking mm-hmm. when I just jumped up. I didn't turn off the alarm clock.
I guess I need to learn how to turn it off because I hit snooze, I guess, and then it did it again.
Or you could just learn how to sleep through it. And deal with it.
Or you could just turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the goal, is for me to turn it off. But mm-hmm. if I don't, stop making such a huge deal out of it.
Okay.
You're fine.
Sorry.
You went right back to sleep.
No, I didn't.
I'm sure you did, Jody.
You know I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was my fun morning.
Yeah.
At 3:30.
You can take a nap today. I'll allow it today.
Oh, my God.
I'll allow it. Everybody heard me.
Well, they heard you.
Thank mm-hmm. you, sir.
Yep.
Please.
Well, Jody, this has been a pleasure doing it live with you.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. It's completely different than when we do it before, you know, and it's not live. If it's recorded ahead of time, it's just a completely different vibe. Is it not?
Sure.
It is so different.
Sure. Yes.
Yes. Todd was like, "Did you do a promo saying that you're going to be live and whatever?" I said, "Well, are they going to be able to know that? Is it going to be any different when it's live?" Or
yeah.
No, he goes, "Well," and then I kind of felt bad because he was like, "Oh, okay, well," and he was excited
shutting
about
down.
It. And then I said, "Okay, well, we can do a promo." And he's like, "Yes, let me go get my stuff."
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll do this again maybe next Monday live on social medias. What social medias are we on?
Just YouTube.
Just YouTube.
Yep.
Well, if I would have known that, it wouldn't have been worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to be on YouTube, PBS.
NPR?
No.
Fox News?
No, NPR is just radio. Don't want to be on that. Mm. All right. Thank you for joining us. We love you. We love you all.
Bye-bye.
But we got to go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.